So, the most popular color of car for the first year running is, feels like the Oscars, this doesn't it? Is, drum roll please, grey. Yeah, grey. That's right across the UK with black and white coming second and third, which of course you mix together, and what do you get? Grey. Yes. Why do we like our cars to be dull is the question. Joining me this morning, motoring expert Amanda Stretton. Good morning to you, Amanda.
Good morning.
Good morning. Entertainment journalist Laura Boyd, who I'm hoping has got a psychedelic car. Good morning, Laura.
Not far off, though. Good morning.
Oh, good, good, good. And also the colour psychology specialist and author of The Little Book of Colour, Karen Haller. Good morning to Karen.
Good
Karen.
morning.
Good morning. Amanda, so grey, really? This is sad, is it not?
It is, isn't it miserable? But listen, there are so many different shades and hues and paint finishes in grey. And
I applaud you, but come on, grey.
yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not quite 50 shades, but there are a great deal more. Manufacturers spend a lot of time and effort, and there are whole departments sorting out colour and materials and trim levels. And they will spend a long time deciding what kind of colour looks best on the cars that they're producing. This is then reflected in their marketing material, which, when it comes down to the choices that the consumer makes, will very often be picked up, and then they will choose the same colour. There's also the question of resale that, very sort of muted, sort of standard colours, if you like, are slightly better for resale value. And then when it comes to the production line of cars, it costs quite a lot of money to change, which is why very often, if you're actually speccing a car from new, premium colours, which could just be anything other than the very standard, as you've mentioned, black, white, grey, maybe some sort of navy blue in there as well. Premium colours can cost more. So there's a number of reasons why people will be buying grey cars. It's not all necessarily out of choice.
Yeah, that now you're getting down to it. It's funny though when you said about the resale, because the only car that I have ever had, and I've had a lot because I'm so old, that I sold it for more than I paid for it. I bought it secondhand and I sold it and I've got more, was a bright yellow MR2.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because somebody desperately wanted that bright yellow MR2. So that completely discombobulated me because I had gone along with the get something pretty bland, more people will want it,
But I think
but.
the thing is, when you're looking at a car like that, these are sort of slightly cult cars, so they are slightly different. We're not talking about your regular run-of-the-mill daily driver, family runabout car that raisins and yogurt and whatever is going to get squished into the seats.
No, well, this is true. I suppose it was as a two-seater, it already kind of had a smaller market. But Laura,
Yeah.
you're completely defying all norms here, aren't you? What colour's your car?
My car is bright orange.
Yay!
Yeah, no, and like you, Kay, my first car was yellow, and then I had a blue and white Nissan Figaro, which I absolutely loved, so that was kind of weird as well. And the orange one, I went to buy it, and I'm so drawn to like ugly, weird looking cars. And the man in the car yard was like, oh, I don't think we've got anything. I mean, the only thing we've got is this hideous thing no one wants to buy, bright orange up at the back. I was like, yes, that's me, take me to
Did
it.
you go in asking for an ugly, hideous car?
I was just like, have you got anything kind of quirky and unusual? I just, in my head, initially, my husband was like, right, you need to grow up, you need to get something sensible. And I was like, right, that's fine. It's only a car, I can do it, I can go black or grey or whatever. And I just can't. I was looking at them, so anything that is a wee bit ugly, it's got an unusual shape or a hideous colour, I am completely drawn to it. And I have no idea why, but I just can't do the bog standard. And my husband is very much a grey Audi, very safe. Blah blah blah, and the opposite.
Well, listen, you just don't know why, you say. Karen, could you please psychoanalyze Laura and her husband?
Oh dear. Well, the thing about colour is that colour is emotion, and colour will always be attracted to the colours that we have an emotional connection to, and that's quite often because of how we want to feel. Or support how we're feeling, or how we want others to interact with us. So we never pick colour without a reason. We might only be about 20% outwardly expressive. They might have a more extrovert nature. And they're definitely people who don't mind standing out. And they're also quite, I would say, more optimistic, more that fun, playful side.
Oh, Laura, this is going well for you. Not so well for your husband, I have to say.
I know. But that is completely me. I have to say, you know, I'm sitting here going, I don't know why I was drawn to it. And my hair at the moment is bright orange and I'm in a ridiculous outfit. And I think actually probably that says it all. Well, that's my, orange is my favourite colour, like the marigold orange. Yes. And that is the colour when it comes to colour psychology. That's fun and playfulness and it's the colour of joy. So it could very well be that that is what it's giving you in your life.
Are you telling me I'm a ray of sunshine? Is that what it is?
I think she
absolutely,
is.
Absolutely.
But can we move to Laura's husband?
Yes, so grey. So what is interesting about the colour grey, again, when it comes to colour psychology, grey is the colour that recedes. It's the colour that hides. It doesn't, it's the, you'd say it's the opposite of red. Red, So there was a big car park of all cars, and a friend of mine just sent me a message, and she said she bought a bright red car so that she could easily find it. Like, she said it was fun, she really loved driving it, but it was also easy to find in a sea of grey, and that's because the wavelengths of light, of red, come towards us, and we notice red before any other colour, whereas grey is the opposite. Grey hides, it retreats. You know, like back in World War II, they would paint the battleships grey so that they weren't noticeable and they didn't stand out. So it could very well be not everyone wants to stand out. Not everyone wants to be seen. Some people just want to get on with their life and do it, you know, sort of camouflaged or not get noticed. So there's never a right or wrong colour because we always pick colour for a reason. Most people that I speak to, the first thing they say is, oh, I bought grey because it's easy to sell. And then when they sort of look in a bit deeper, they go, oh, actually, I just don't want to stand out. I don't want to get noticed. I just want to get on with my day and not draw attention to myself.
Do you have a car, Karen?
No, I don't. But if I did have one, it would be a bright yellow Beetle. Because it would just be so much fun. The top would be down, I'd be radio up, singing along. They even come with a little vase and a big sunflower. So it just shows that it's all about happiness.
Yeah, absolutely. That was such a big trend when they were marketing that car, which actually didn't do that well, funnily enough, but the flower was a big deal. Amanda, I'm assuming as a motoring expert you have a car, Amanda.
I do, yes, and I'm afraid I have totally adhered to the data. Not quite grey, I have a white car.
Oh.
But the reason being, I get a lot of cars, I get a choice of colour, and I have gone through every colour that is available, and white was the last option that I hadn't gone for. So I'm afraid I was going for the path of least resistance and just trying to go for a change, but a change that was an easy change. So I'm afraid there wasn't an awful lot of thought that went into my colour.
Have you ever had a car that is a wild colour?
I wish I could say yes. I've had lots of wild... Oh, no, I do. Oh, my goodness. I do have a wild car. I have an orange car.
Right. But you just forget about it.
Because it's not my daily driver. This is my special car. This is my car that...
Ooh.
So this is a car. It's a 1973 Alfa Romeo Montreal, which it was a very little known car. But they came in an assortment of nasty 70s colour. The best colour of all is, of course, the bright orange, and that is, of course, the car that I have got. So that is my special car. But in terms of my daily driver cars, they have all been very dull, I'm afraid.
Go on, Laura. Sorry, Kate, I was going to say, I want to be at the stage in life where I've got so many cars I can forget that.
To be fair, she's a motoring expert. We'll let her off on this one. Amanda, do you feel different driving your orange car from driving your white car?
Well, I feel different. So this is the thing. I feel different driving my daily driver to driving my fun cars.
Mm-hmm.
So my fun cars are they all have very different personalities and characters, and they offer a very different type of driving experience. They come in a hue of all sorts of an assortment of colours. But my daily driver, I think, is purely a workhorse and a means of getting me from A to B with sat nav and a heated seat and a heated steering wheel, which for me is an absolute essential.
Yeah, much more
important than the colour. Yes.
Yeah. I think you are backing up. You have both backed up everything that Karen has said there. So there you go. We're all running true to hype. Mine's navy blue, by the way. I don't know what that says, but we don't have time to find out. Thank you so much, Karen Haller, Amanda Straton, and Laura Boy, the orange car driver. Whee!